This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are your grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn 484.5 down 2. July corn 489.25 down 2. September corn 486 down 2.25. May soybeans 1440 up 12. July soybeans 1410 up 8.75. August soybeans 1348.75 up 6.5. May wheat 696.75 down 11.5. July wheat 701.25 down 10.5. September wheat 708.75 down 10. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
I'm Bob Brees, and this is Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon. The forecast of rain in the plains was enough to push wheat prices lower. Corn went along for a setback as traders looked at Monday's USDA reports, and soybeans remained focused on tight old crop supplies. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents lower at 448 to 478. Soybeans were 12 cents higher at 1403 to 1441. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents lower at 451 to 480, and soybean bids were 12 cents higher at 1429 to 1445. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 to 2 cents lower at 459 to 488. Soybean bids were 11 to 12 cents higher at 1428 to 1459. And wheat bids were 10 to 11 cents lower at 680 to 714. Now from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids, they were 12 cents higher at 1455 to 1475, with the basis steady at 15 to 35 over the May. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 484.10 to 519.10, and that was $5.40 higher a ton, with the basis steady at 15 to 50 over the May. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 2 cents lower at 473 to 491, with the basis steady at 12 under to 6 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids mixed at 484 to 490, the basis mixed at 1 under to 5 over the May. Soybeans ended 8 to 13 cents higher at 1440 to 1451, with the basis mixed at option to 11 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 9 to 11 cents lower at 666 to 677. With the basis steady to 2 higher at 24 to 35 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids steady to 1 cent lower at 511 to 512. These elevators raised their soybean prices 12 cents with quotations of 1474 to 1475, and soft wheat closed 12 cents lower at 735 to 737. Milo ended the day 2 cents lower at 505 to 510. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn ranged from 442 to 459, and soybeans from 1140 to 1179. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 450 to 462, and soybeans 1159 to 1178. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 445 to 464, and soybeans from 1161 to 1195. Wheat ranged in price from 659 to 680. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle 145.80 up $1.42. June live cattle 137.62 up $1.20. August live cattle 134.85 up 95 cents. March feeder cattle, 177.95, up 72 cents. April feeder cattle, 178.62, up $1.35. May feeder cattle, 179.12, up $1.02. April lean hogs, 122.47, up 82 cents. May lean hogs, 122.30, up 50 cents. June lean hogs, 126.30, up $1.10. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Wednesday 26th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 62 cents higher in the range of 115 to 129.01, with the weighted average carcass price of 123.72. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 77 to 80, 4 to 5 weights 78 to 86, 5 to 550 weights 81 to 88, and 550 and up 82 to 92. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $85 to $92. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 17,224 head. And now for the opening report from Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 639 head. Steers and heifers were $4 to $5 higher, and Holstein steers were untested early. Slaughter steers, choice twos and threes weighing 1,100 to 1,300 pounds were bringing 150.50 up to 162. 1,300 to 1,500 pound steers were bringing 150 to 162.50. Select and choice were bringing 140 to 146. Slaughter heifers, select and choice 1,000 to 1,200 pounds were 152.50 to 160.50. And 12 to 1,400 pound heifers were 149 to 158.50. Select and choice heifers were 141 to 146. Now on to the United Producers auction at Shelbyville. Report for March the 25th. They had receipts of 629 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They are 147 to 154. Select and choice 142 to 146.25. Select steers were 130 to 135. And choice slaughter Holstein steers 135.75 to 139. Select and choice 131 to 134. And choice heifers were bringing 147 to 153.25. Select and choice heifers 138 to 147. Select heifers were 120. On to slaughter cows, the premiums were bringing 115 to 123.50. Breakers were 115. Boners were 94 to 101. And leans were 85 to 93. Now from the National Daily Direct, Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 145 to 157. And on a dress basis, 242 to 245. Heifers on a live basis were 150 to 154 and on a dress basis 243 to 245. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 371 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 131.91 and that was 52 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $241.76, that was 51 cents higher, with select carcasses at $233.31, and that was $1.14 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 118,000. That compared to 117,000 last week and 118,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 412,000, which compared to 416,000 last week and 428,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now, here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. March and April corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.81. March and April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.72. March and April beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.42. March and April beans delivered to Scottville, $14.31. March wheat delivered to Scottville, $7.01. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $4.81, corn at Scottville is $4.72, beans at Greenfield are $14.42, beans at Scottville are $14.31, and wheat at Scottville is $7.01. President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, was in the station to talk about a number of bills that are up for discussion in the state and how they could impact truckers and farmers.
Well, the legislature's in session, and there's always a lot of bills that affect people who use the roadways in Illinois, and especially those who drive any type of truck on the highway or on any street. We can just start going down the list. I mean, there's a bill out there right now. It's House Bill 4632, and I'll give you the numbers because people always say, what bill number is that? House Bill 4632 is a bill that basically allows any unit of government to put in speed cameras. Now, this bill has been big in Chicago, and they were the only ones who could utilize speed cameras. Most people say it's a money-making scheme and not a safety scheme. The bill is moving. It's been amended, though, to say that the only place they can use speed cameras now are in school zones. The original, you know, basically said schools, parks, and whatever. But now it's saying, well, just around school zones. You know, so a quarter mile from a school, a quarter mile away. Well, in a lot of smaller communities, if they want to do that, that's the entire town. So watch that bill, 4632. If you don't like it, you can always call your state representative or state senator and tell them, I don't like House Bill 4632, or I do like it. You know, basically the bill, you know, it's an enforcement tool. If people are speeding, then they're going to get a ticket. It's just being done by a camera and not being done by a police officer. So, you know, that bill is out there. We've got some concerns about it because it takes a picture of the back license plate. Well, if you're a truck operator and you're driving a truck, you know, someone, you may be pulling somebody else's trailer, or somebody may be pulling your trailer. So you get a surprise letter in the mail saying, well, I didn't have that trailer, you know. So we're trying to, you know, get that straightened out so that they don't take a picture of the back of the truck trailer combination, but take a picture in the front. Other bills we're watching. This is House Bill 2367, and it has a companion bill, Senate Bill 3471. This bill is being carried by Representative Wayne Rosenthal and by Senator Darren LaHood. The bill basically says that the bottom line is that a highway commissioner, township road commissioner, cannot just close, vacate, or reduce the weight limits on any road unless, you know, the depending on who the commissioner is, either get the approval of the township, the county superintendent of highways, or the elected board that's associated with the road district. Basically, you know, right now it just says that the road commissioner can just close the road arbitrarily and anytime he wants and do what he wants. Well, that really upsets commerce. It upsets the people who live on that road. And this just kind of puts some equity into it and makes the township road commissioner follow the same process that any other road jurisdiction has to follow also. Other bills that we're watching is a bill that is near and dear to anybody who buys truck plates. Two bills to repeal the commercial distribution fee, House Bill 4384 and Senate Bill 2927. Both of these bills would remove the remaining portion of the commercial distribution fee that's imposed on your truck registration, up to $400 a year, money that doesn't go to the road fund. It just goes into that big black hole of state government. It was imposed back in the days of Governor Blagojevich, and it was originally about $1,000 for a full-size truck, and we had it reduced. We had $600 taken off a couple years ago. Now we're trying to get the remaining $400 off. Another bill we're watching, two bills actually, is House Bill 5455 and Senate Bill 3398. Basically, these bills would allow that, would basically set a new definition for a covered farm vehicle. That is part of the transportation plan, MAP 21, that was approved by Congress. there's a lot of controversy over how this bill has been written. And the fact is that a lot of groups don't think that the bill does what it's supposed to do in terms of trying to define what is a covered farm vehicle. So there's a lot of back and forth going on this on these two bills, and it will be up for debate in committee this week. So, you know, we're going to watch those bills. We want a better definition because these basically are very confusing. And, you know, if it's confusing for the people who write the bills, then, you know, it's going to be confusing for anybody who has to have a plate or a registration for farm vehicles.
That's for sure. I can only imagine how much of a headache that would be.
It is. Last but not least, Senate Bill 3373 is a bill we're watching, sponsored by Senator Martin Sandoval. Basically, it's a bill that says that we're going to require the Secretary of State to provide written commercial driver's license tests, not just in English, but also in Spanish, Polish, and Mandarin. We don't like the bill because the federal law says you need to understand, be able to read and speak English. This bill basically says, well, we're going to give them the option to take these tests in other languages also.
Seems contradictory.
Well, that's what we feel is contradictory, and there's been enough problems in terms of people who cannot understand or speak language, the English language, when dealing with CDL tests in Illinois in past history.
Well, hopefully we will see some clear-cut movement on these bills one way or another so that we know how to react to them at least.
Well, actually, this Friday is the big deadline. There's, you know, we're watching a couple hundred bills. Those are just some of the highlights. I mean, there are bills regarding tow trucks. There are bills dealing with carbon tax. Scary. It's a scary idea of wanting to impose a carbon tax. It's a first step of what we feel is a California syndrome that... what's good for California is good for Illinois, which seems to be the thinking of some people in the legislature. You know, a lot of people are saying that's not good, so we'll watch it, you know. But a couple hundred bills out there we're watching out of the more than 9,000 bills that are out there. But by Friday afternoon's deadline, we'll be able to winnow that down to just a few bills.
Again, that was President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. This week is National Ag Week, and to celebrate that, the Illinois Beef Association is giving away 5 beef gift certificates for $20. For a chance to win one, you can email me at angela@wsmiradio.com. And now for a fun fact related to beef cattle. The average cow has more than 40,000 jaw movements per day. For those 40,000 jaw movements, the cow has an interesting set of teeth. In the front part of the jaw, a cow only has teeth on the bottom jaw. On the top, there is a dental pad, basically an area of firm gum. Again, for a chance to win a $20 beef gift certificate, you can email me at angela@wsmiradio.com. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.